I'm going to ask every Christian father to stand on your feet. I'm going to ask you to come to the altar because there's a transitional factor in the spirit about to take place. You're about to hear a message on fathers probably you never have heard before. But what he's going to do is he's going to change your life. He's going to put your father in a more powerful position in the realm of the spirit. Definitely, brothers, we need to be in a position now as fathers to function beyond the natural man. And this morning, I believe the Spirit of God have led me to teach a message that will affect all fathers, all mothers, all children. Everybody going to be affected. Y'all got to pray and pull with me that the Spirit of God can get it out as he want to get it out. But I can tell you right now, your fatherhood is about to change. Let me read the statement he gave me. Get ready for the anointing of fatherhood. There's a special anointing that the body of Christ need at this time to deal with all the culture factors that are going on. Fathers need to have a special anointing of fatherhood to manifest in your life at dimensions, and dimensions is plural, you have never seen before, including myself. The everyday father anointing will flow by fresh revelation. You're going to not only father physically, but there's a dimension that the Spirit of God wants us to have, Christian fathers, that we can father from a spiritual point of view. All right? The everyday father anointing, father's anointing, will flow by fresh revelation. Your whole family will never be the same. So here's what he said to me in writing this. I speak the fresh fatherhood anointing upon every father under my voice. You're being called on this special day to yield to fresh fatherly wisdom. We need that fatherly wisdom more than ever before now. I've been a father for 48 years, and I know you need that wisdom to cover those who are under you. And so everybody about to make a change. So I want y'all to lift your hands right now and begin to praise God. Thank God for the new position he's about to put you in. Father, we just praise you for a few moments with these fathers. Fathers all over the world that are connected. Fathers online, y'all stand up also. Hallelujah. We praise you and thank you that you open the scriptures to us, that we can go forth from this place today a different position in fatherhood. We praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may return to your seat, get your Bible, get ready for this fresh revelation of a new dimension in fatherhood. A new dimension in father. In other words, fathers who are home with their family, it'd be different for your wife. You're going to be different for your children. You're going to be in a different position. The subject matter will not be a regular subject. You have to listen to, attend to it. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And I want you to record this subject. Celebrating the Father of Spirits is the key to promotion. Celebrating, even though this Father's Day, naturally we celebrate physical fathers, but I was called in prayer celebrating the Father of Spirits. is the key to promotion. In other words, when a physical father learned how to celebrate the spiritual father, the physical father take up on the spiritual father anointing. Have greater enlightenment, greater insight, greater wisdom, greater understanding, greater knowledge. Are you following me? And so that impartation will be released in this house today. In Hebrews chapter 12, there are other verses you can read, but I'm going to read one verse here in the ninth verse of the 12th chapter. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we give them reverence. See the word reverence? Very important. Should we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of Spirit? Underline that. Talking about God. So we're celebrating Him today. But in celebrating Him, I believe great impartation is going to take place upon every physical father who is here. I believe your dimension of fathering will change by the Holy Ghost. Let me say that again. I believe your dimension of fathering, even your wife, going to see a difference. All your children, all your grandchildren, going to see a difference, because I expect a special anointing to get upon every father in this house today as we minister the word. Now, I feel God present right now, and there's a shifting. Now, apostolically, it's going to shift for the whole body of Christ. You understand? There's some things God having us doing here because the apostles have been shut down. It's going to shift to the whole body of Christ. Look at this verse again. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. See, we flesh father. But we got to learn to shift in the spirit. And we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the fathers of spirits? Who is that? And live. So we're going to come into a subjection to the Father of Spirit. In other words, we're going to have a fathering anointing. A fresh fathering anointing that come on us. Even our children are going to know we're different. Out of our voices, we speak. We're going to speak with more love and more authority mixed together. In other words, the children are going to know when you talk to them, even if you're talking to them firmly, they're going to recognize a fatherly, the Father anointed on you. God, the Father anointed. He the one appointed it. He the one established this way. All right, now, Jesus, turn to John 14. John 14, Gospel of John. Chapter 14. There's a special way. There are special truths that Christian fathers are going to flow in from this day forward. Three elements Jesus is going to point out. We're always talking about going to heaven on those three things. But here in John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the what?
Way.
Way is going to change in Father. I'm expecting the anointing to help me.
Yes.
Now, this is going to affect the whole family.
Yes.
When the Father become more fully anointed,
yes,
in the Spirit, not just dealing with things from a physical point of view, but being led by the Spirit, it's going to change everything. Because we're going to be constantly all our lives celebrating the Father of Spirits, which is God Himself. Are you following me? Now it says here, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to take those three things, way, truth, and life, and have a grand expectation from this day forward of manifestation, of insight, of understanding, of wisdom from Father God. in your father in position. Now, my mom, children, and grandchildren, don't sit here and think that the Lord's not going to minister to you today. He's going to be powerful in you today. Everything about to change. See, because actually, he's not only talking to Father, but everybody can get those three insight there in that voice. But Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. In other words, we're going to begin to see things different from God's perspective. We're going to begin to see things different from God's perspective. Everybody's life is about to change and to a deeper dimension of the Spirit of God. Are you following me? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, from a physical perspective, a lot of time we just have formulas in the church. You cannot operate or cooperate with God without being in the Spirit. John said in Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Being in the Spirit is not natural. It's not normal. You have to do some shifting to get in the Spirit. Just like we're doing right now. Because you don't know where I'm about to go. But you're going to have to shift in the Spirit, because I'm actually waiting on the Holy Ghost myself. But I know it's something different that he wants us to have this morning. He wants us to go in a deeper dimension of fathering. And the same grace will get on mothering. And the same grace is going to get on the children. And the same grace is going to get on grandchildren. It's a spiritual grace that he want to place on his children, that they can function different than normal people. Are you following me? So in conversation like this, or in preaching like this, if you're not in the Spirit, you're going to miss it. You're going to watch these boys miss it right now with Jesus. They're going to miss it. Watch them miss it. And he tried to bring them in the Spirit so they can catch a hold to it. Then John 14:6, the seventh verse said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. I noticed in the eighth voice, Philip not in the Spirit. So Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it be sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I not been so long time with you? And yet thou have not known me, Philip. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? See, he's not in the realm. He's just reading the Bible. Like a lot of time we do, all right? But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is going to bring a difference in you in a few moments. Show us the Father. Believe it now, Jesus talking, verse 10. Believe it thou not that I'm in the Father? So here's the point now. Here's the point. Spiritually, every Christian father is in the Father. Spiritually, every Christian father has the Father on the inside of them. So every Christian father has the ability to father like the Father. Your fathering will not be the same. You're not just a natural man fathering. A sinner may father naturally, but Christian father has the ability to father like the Father. In other words, fathering with an anointing. Fathering in the Spirit. You have more than natural answer. When your children need an answer, when they got caught in the crisis of this culture and these things, you will have a revelation to speak to mom and the children, because they're both dependent on you. So no normal fathering would leave this house today. Every question those children have, you're going to have a revelation. You're going to have an anointing to back it up. And they're going to recognize they wasn't only talking to their physical father, but they're talking to a man of the spirit. All the gifts available, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, all of those are going to begin to manifest in your fatherhood. And I'm hearing this. Everybody going to be happier. Everybody going to be freer. Because this day, the grace of God in this house want to produce fathers operating from the anointing. Not just naturally taking it over, but a father who have spent time with God and know when to be quiet. Not just because he's a father. He ain't got to talk all the time because he's a father. Know when to be quiet and let God talk. Respect is about to change. The children and the grandchildren going to respect you more because of the spiritual position the Holy Ghost is putting you in on this Father's Day. We're going to celebrate the Father of Spirit. God is the Father of Spirit. And his anointing going to be placed on every father under the sound of my voice today. In my 50 years, I never heard this message preached. I never heard the Father anointing, the Father's Spirit giving us his fatherhood ability. I'm grasping to receive it myself. To have fatherly insight that does not come off of paper. Well, you cannot read a book and get it. It's fresh from heaven. Mom said, go talk to your daddy. Because she know now he's moving in the spirit. He's going to have a divine answer. That's what we're supposed to be. Head of the house. To settle the whole thing down. You can't do it by might. You can't do it by power. You do it by my spirit, says the Lord. A lot of kotale, a lot of hardship we have suffered because we've been trying to father from the physical, father from a belt. There's a divine love roaring in the atmosphere. That when that father talked, that child know that father love them, but got to give them correction sometime. Correction, direction, and protection. Correction, come on, get it down. Correction, direction, and protection. Same thing that the Father of glory do for you. You ought to be able to do it for your children. They ought to have a right to have expectation from you. Because God had put you in that position. Are you hearing me? Now, I want to read further because Jesus... Physically, these guys are confused. And I can see that how father, just wearing the name of a father, wearing no anointing, having no wisdom, having no insight. I'm a man. What? What? The worst thing you can find is a man with no understanding. There's an expectation here this morning. There's an expectation that you father apostolically. You father so well that everybody respects you. Even your wife and people come visit respect you. Because there's an anointing there. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Bear with me now. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah.
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 Now, if you didn't say hallelujah, you're a stubborn father. I'm trying to get something in you. You sit there and then say hallelujah. You already think you got it. But there are corporate cities, Rande Kota Lebese, Kataroro Mama Sata. There are places of fatherhoods, natural fatherhood has not been.
Yes, sir.
There's an anointing that God wants to rest upon you this morning to bring you places you never have been. You always have the answer. When you're anointed, you always will have an answer for that child. Sit down, let's talk. Universally, the body of Christ need to hear this message. Our children being contaminated. And they're crying, they're hollering, help me, help me, help me. They might be smiling, they might be dancing, but they're still crying, help me, help me. You don't know what I'm going through when I'm not around you. Your fatherhood anointing has jurisdiction over the whole family. And if it's not in place right, if it's just natural, you're not protecting them. But the fatherhood of God, Spirit, gets upon every father in this house. That you father like a God. When you get that child's statement, that child strengths, our daddy said it. That's it. But daddy got to be hearing from God. Let me try to read a little more. Now this statement here, when you're seeing me, verse 9, you're seeing the Father. You ought to be able to say that. How thou then say in a night voice, show us the Father. Look at the 10th verse now. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me.
Right.
Other way, not only Jesus saying that, from this day forward,
yes,
you must be able to say that.
Yes,
I'm in the Father, and the Father in me.
Yes,
all the wisdom that is in the Father,
yes,
is on the inside of me.
Yes.
All the understanding,
yes,
that is in the Father, in the Spirit,
yes,
is on the inside of me. Don't even sound joyous. Y'all been out of it so long. This morning, the Spirit of God want to stop all stupid answers. Child looking to you, asking you, having a problem in college, and asking you a question, you give them a stupid answer. Just handle it. That ain't no answer to me. I would have handled it if I could have handled it. I'm looking for some wisdom from you. I'm looking for some love from you. I'm looking for some understanding from you. I'm looking for insight from heaven from you. You my Father. Well, in other words, we've been trying to do physically what you can only do from now on. Every father on the sound of my voice going to listen to the Spirit,
yes,
not just position.
Uh-huh.
But going to, and look, Mom, y'all better get happy too because they're going to change the house.
Uh-huh.
Don't sit there and think I'm just talking to them. Y'all better get, I'm talking to you all too. Everything about the change, we about the homes about to be spiritually channeled. When that man know how to pause and wait on the Holy Ghost, Mama be more happy. Because Mama dealing with too much now. Father, push it off on you. Yeah, talk to your mama. Talk to your mama. And mamas have been fathers. How do you get quiet in here now? But we Christian men got to take back over. Not to boss anybody around, but to show them how to do it, man. To have a word from God. Look at our Heavenly Father. Can you trust Him?
Yes.
See, we set you in on some of the things, principle I'm going to teach. We set you to look for a regular Father Day program. Oh, you so blessed, your father. No, we need to get, we got some things we got to learn. Take this statement. There will be an open door today to create in your life greater intimacy with the Father of heaven and earth. As we, His children, begin to celebrate His goodness and love, as we celebrate the Father of all fathers, the fathers who are connected today, y'all listening?
Yes.
Get promotion from everywhere. I better say that again. I better say it because the Spirit of God revealed this to me. As we, His children, begin to celebrate His goodness and love, He's a good Father, isn't He?
Yes.
God the Father. The Father of the Spirit. As we celebrate the Father of all fathers, the fathers who are connected today, get ready for promotion everywhere.
Yes.
The problem is when you're talking about the Father of Spirits, it is a spiritual conversation and seen into the realm of the supernatural. In the text there, make you write them down, I didn't read them all. Hebrews 12, 9 through 10, John 14, 6 through 17. Here this morning, the Spirit is releasing the secrets of becoming a spiritual father on a daily basis. The Father of Spirits will teach us how to be spiritual father. What kind of father? Now, if you could talk to me a little bit, I've been fathering 40 years. Sometimes we try to do it on the physical. No talk, just a whipping. Now, excuse me, what in the hell have I learned? You just whooped me and ain't told me nothing about heaven. What have I learned? I just got a whooping. So I need to have some understanding. Father need to have wisdom. Father need to have understanding, not only for their children, for their mate. Those of you who are married and staying in the home with a woman, oh boy, you better know what you're talking about. Because she know. You give her a stupid answer, she going to give you a stupid look. Then you will get stupidly mad. So let's go over these principles for a few moments. How do we get in the Father's presence? How do we get in the Father's presence? That when our children come into our presence, they be in the Father's presence. That is there in John 14, 6. Those three things. Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So there are three ways. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Those three things the Father wants to put on in your life. Here's a word. The secret of Jesus' life and ministry was he knew how to always celebrate the Father at all times. Celebrate. Gentlemen, we're going to have to learn how to celebrate the Father of fathers at all times. Yes. Notice there in John 14:8, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. The night before, Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, yet thou have not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? In other words, from this day forward, your fatherhood should represent the Father. And those children must not just hear a man talking to them, but they must hear a godly man talking with the self-same anointing that God the Father talked to Jesus. Here's another point. Always keeping your life connected to the Father as one. Then John 14:10. Now look with me. Believe thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. In other words, when I show up, the Father show up. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Come on. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Are you seeing this? My mind. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. You ought to be producing. I said you ought to be producing. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. 13th verse said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Doing the greater work is the masterpiece of honoring the Father of glory. You can't be a normal father. You can't be a physical father. You can't be just an academical father. Your fatherhood is based on the Spirit. Your fatherhood is based on John at Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. A father has to be led. Amen. He's supposed to be leading the whole family. Yes. Doing the greater works is the masterpiece of honoring the Father of glory. Knowing how to always give reverence to the Father of spirits, the Father of spirits, the Father of spirits. Look at Job 12:10. Job 12:10. Get it on board from Job 12:10. The Father of spirit. In other words, the Christian father must be connected to the Father of spirit. Yes, and because of that, they will wear an anointing that is not regular. They will get answers that you can't get out the library or off the internet. Because in their prayer time, in their time with the real Father, the fatherhood of God began to blanket them with an anointing. Listen to Jesus' threefold connection to the Father that he gives to us at all times. You got Job 12:10. I'm going on. Threefold connection. Father, you need to know the way. You need to know the truth. And you need to know the life at all times. Of every situation. Then again, Jesus revealed his intimate relationship with the Father. Then John 14:8-11. He revealed his intimate relationship. Yeah, I know. I know he don't want this type of teaching. I know he want a bumper. He want us bumping now and jumping. No, but because a lot of homes are being changed right now. And a lot of children from this message going to be saved from the worldly pool.
Yes. Yes.
You may not recognize it, fathers, but you're going to pause now before you say something. The Lord is calling you to a deeper dimension. Because you're going to be a father of spirits. You didn't get it. I got it. You from now on, you're going to be a father of spirit. You're not going to just father the physical child. You're going to obey me. Give me some revelation. I may obey you. You don't know how much information I'm getting out here. The reason I'm like I am, I'm getting a lot of information, but I'm not getting much from you.
That's good.
You fussing and cussing, but you ain't got no revelation.
Good.
It's going to be different now.
Different.
Because see, the Holy Ghost, ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost going to get a hold of you after the day.
Yes.
Even before you answer your wife. The Holy Ghost says, shut up. Don't say that. She more timid than you. You got to be more kind with your words. You can't do it by yourself. May a fresh anointing rest upon every father in this house this morning. May you begin to enjoy your fatherhood. Ah, glory to God. May the Holy Ghost sweep through this place right now and create apostolic fathers who know exactly what to do, know when to do it, how to do it, and got the power backing them up. You dare not leave here and think you're the same father, because you're not. You're walking in different dimension now. You recognize that not only God is father of spirits, but you are father of spirit. He have given you his assignment. He want to do it through you. How many seen what's going on here? Dimensional difference have come on this house in fathering. Deeper understanding of what Father God has trusted you to take his place in the household.
Yes, sir.
In other words, I'm going to be the father of spirits through you. All I need you, oh my God, all I need you to do is yield. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to tell you what to say. That's what my spirit is for. You're going to say things different than a normal father. You're going to speak out of the oracles of God. Everybody's going to be happier. Mom, the pressure taking off of mom. Thank y'all, mamas. I'm trying to get the pressure off of y'all. Don't want to answer though. The pressure is going to be taken off of mama. Y'all answer me, mama. Because most mama now is a half father. Because the father not fully in place. He just won't rule. But he don't know how to regulate. And he had to regulate through revelation. Children need to be led by the spirit, not by the flesh.
Amen.
Not by being threatened, but enlightened.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all want me to close, but I ain't close till I get ready. Enlightenment. Man, you are anointed.
Yes.
The spirit of God is on the inside. Whatever God would do is on the inside of you. Let him reveal it to you.
Yes.
It's all right to tell a child, get back with me later. and go find your prayer room. Because we don't have all the answers. We want everybody to think we got them, but we ain't got them. We need help. Look at that man next to you and tell him, you need help. Men don't like to hear that. Don't be telling me I need no help. I'm a man, me, yeah. But in the spirit realm, you helpless unless the Holy Ghost is upon you. Now, I'm telling you, every fatherhood on the sound of my voice, every fatherhood that hear this message going to change. This message is sent from heaven. And that's why I can't go by how you feel or what the atmosphere in you, how y'all feeling, how y'all taking it. I can't go by none of that. That don't make me no different. Because I know God is bringing a change within Christian father. What I said? What kind of father? Oh, Christian father. We shouldn't be like a normal father. We shouldn't be a father that want things to take our place. Well, we buy the child. Because they're not changing that child for that storm and that wind and that deception and that evil out there waiting on that child. You can buy them a car, but that car can't fulfill it. Woo! They need to hear, oh, they need to hear you, need to hear a word from heaven. Money can't take the place of fatherhood. You can buy every dress you want and get a bracelet and everything else. But if she's stupid in her head, the world's going to trap her out there and she's going to bring you three babies home. Okay, give me a few more minutes. All right, you may be seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about celebrating the Father of spirits, and by celebrating the Father of spirit, it makes us a Father of spirit. Oh, see, I lost you there. See, God is the Father of spirits. When we are anointed, we are spiritual fathers.
Yes, sir.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. Are you listening to me? Now, I believe women have a little tendency to worry a little more than men. Because men sometimes, now y'all excuse me, I'm a man too, stupid enough to think, I got it handled. But that woman in a sensitivity said, no, you're not handling it. You just cussing and fussing and talking loud, but you ain't saying nothing. Now, women go back in the room, just cry, get in the room, say, Lord, my child ain't got nothing. But everything changed yet this morning. Because you recognizing you are a father of spirit. Did you get that?
Yes,
fathers, listen to me. You're not just fathering that physical little girl, that physical little boy. You're a father of spirit. So you ought to have revelation to lead them in spirit way.
Yes.
It not mean that you're not going to have some things that come in, that everything not going right. But don't ever turn your back on your child. The prodigal son left. Sometimes you can't help them all the time. When they leave, don't send them nothing. What? I got to take care of my child. No, you're not taking care of your child by just backing them up in sin. You mean to tell me, cut my child off? Yes. Because they're not going to never come to prodigacy. You remember the prodigal son? The father cut him off. When he found out, he looked around and said, I could be doing better at home. I'm coming home. I'll cut you off in a minute. I said, I'll cut you off in a minute. children, grandchildren, I'll cut you off till you come to your senses. But I still pray for you, and I'm still there to protect you, but I want you to feel the emptiness. So y'all think of love. You just, that's why they want us to love sissies and love, come on, love them. No, I can't. I love them, but I love them in a distance until they come home. I'm not going to love disrespect for the Father. You got to understand it. It's a different. Love is stronger than what you think it is.
Yes,
love know how to pull back.
Yes,
that's why they're not fully protected, because we got this weak love. We got this love to prove something to somebody else. But real love only want to prove things to God.
Yes.
And if the, let me tell you right here a minute. If the prodigal son anointing would get on some of our children, you draw your hand back and you let them suffer. Let them get out there and be empty. Don't give them nothing. They'll finally find out, I'm going home. This is crazy. See, you cannot father spiritually, physically. Hallelujah.
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 We need an answer for this generation.
Yes.
God has given us an answer here this morning. I feel the presence of God.
Yes.
I feel that, I sense in the spirit that every father under the sound of my voice has become stronger this morning. Every father, because you're going to be more sensitive. More spiritually in your understanding of your responsibility. So now let me say a few more things. Revelation must take you in the realm of this type of celebration. For it is in the realm of the Spirit. Turn to John chapter 4. Let's look at it quickly. Verse 23. Revelation must take you in the realm of this type of celebration. For it is in the realm of the Spirit. So every father, I'm saying to you, under this message, you leave here as a father of spirits. You're just not going to physically father that little 18-year-old girl. You're going to be in the spirit. And she's going to recognize that you're saying things she need to hear. Her spirit been suffering because you've been fathering her just physically.
Yes,
at 4:23, but the hour coming now is when the true worshiper should worship the Father in spirit and truth. You see that? For the Father sees such to worship him. Go to the 24th verse. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You got the Father in spirit and truth. You got the Father. Fatherhood's got to be in spirit and truth. Fatherhood can't just be physical and cussing. I know none of y'all cuss, but sometimes a father will cuss you out. Because he think that's what he's supposed to do, you know. Then he start praying. Then he won't say hallelujah. Just a few more minutes. Stand in the Father's presence by always being aware of his presence. Now that's a strong word for father. Always, when you're fathering, always be aware that you're in the presence of the Father of Spirit. In other words, beyond your answer, you got to come up with some supernatural answer. Christian father should have supernatural answer. Answers from the Spirit. Insight, wisdom, discernment from God. Not just talking. Stand in the Father's presence by always being aware of his presence. Look in Luke 23, 46. I'm about to close two more things.
Hallelujah.
What?
Hallelujah.
Somebody else say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm telling you, the dimension of every home has changed.
Yes. Yes,
let me say it again.
Yes.
I mean, mama gonna be more happier. Because you're gonna be ruling and regulating not by being a macho, but by taking the same responsibility that Father God has taken over us. Jesus said, me and my Father are one. What? You have the same right to say that. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Stand in the Father's presence. The cry of the Father is, let me manifest. Wait a minute, I want you to get this now. I got two more points I'm going to give you. The cry of the Father is, let me manifest in your life at all times. Look at Matthew 6 and 9. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Matthew 6, 9.
Hallelujah.
As this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. 10th verse says, yes, what we want to happen, Father. Look at the 10th verse. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, in my child. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my child. As I give them insight, as I give them revelation. Fussing and cussing is not going to get it done. Fussing, cussing, and hitting is not going to get it done. You're only working with a body then. But that child got a soul. And they got a spirit. And they need revelation. Whip them with revelation. Whip them with insight. Whip them with wisdom. Put the belt up and take the Bible out. Yes. Sit down and let me talk to you a few minutes. You know I love you. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you what Jesus said. Let me pray for you. Let me lay my hand on you. When the last time you laid your hand on your child? When the last time you laid your hand on the child? Look at the 10th verse in Matthew 6. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Look at the 13th verse. That's what you want to happen to your child. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Talk to your child now.
Yes.
But there's three things that child going to be tuned into. The kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Yes.
You got a child tuned into the kingdom.
Yes.
She can go to college. He can go to college. He can go anywhere he wants. When them punks and stuff come out talking that talk, he said, no, I'm a man, and hit him. Knock the hell out of him. Hit him. Come on. Can I talk with you? When I was coming up, you better not say nothing. Like, say, what you said? Whoop your tail all night long. A man walking to me talking about hitting on me. How you doing? I really like the way you look. Bam! And no more talking. Man, don't be telling me you like how I look. Shoot. You know, it's crazy, man. Let's get this last point. Holy Spirit, bring me closer to the Father of spirits. Say this with me, man. Holy Spirit, bring me closer,
to the Father of Spirit.
Now remember the revelation. Yeah, the great revelation now. We are now fathering our children's spirits. Oh my goodness. Come on, man. We're not just fathering the physical body and their senses, but their spirit needs fathering. And you leaving here with a fathering anointing to nekotarebe, to father your children in the spirit. Not just fussing, but fathering them in the spirit, having an anointing, having the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, to recognize what that child up against. Y'all have any idea what they're up against? In my generation, we didn't have a bunch of punks. All of us knew how to fall off the truck and get back up. None of us was timid. And I got to talk about that, Julius. I got to talk about it because that's where the problem is now. We need some real men. We need real fathers. Talk to me here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all here? I got any real fathers here?
Yep.
I got any real men here?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Them little sissy boys don't only need to be knocked out, but they need to be helped out.
Right.
Somebody done jammed their mind and told them, I ain't a pretty little girl think she a man. Somebody got feeling. What is that? That's a spiritual issue, isn't it? Huh? That didn't happen physically. So you got to be spiritual enough to pull them out of it. To love them out. You got to have enough insight from the word of God to speak until conviction come. Are you following me? Now, I'm going to close here, Father. I want you all to handle it. Handle it in the spirit. Don't just practice in it. To let the Holy Spirit give you insight and wisdom of how to handle all the situations coming up. Right here this morning, apostolically and prophetically, you've been spoken to the answer to this generational gap. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Lord has given this the answer. It don't have to have no goosebumps. The goosebumps sometimes mess it up anyway. And goosebump can't help nobody no way. Where goosebump come from anyway? As young men, you're going to be father. You all got a chance to hear this morning from an established father in the spirit. This is my 48-year-old son right over there sitting there. And I got another son. I don't know how old Montreal is. 41. And how old Sean is. Sean is 45. And Darnell? 34. And I have one of the tightest family in the world. I call them boys. Matter of fact, I'm wearing a glucose monitor on my arm right now. They all got it on their phone. If the thing go any kind of other way, they call it. Where are you going? I can call it. I'm going to get full now. Because of what I'm teaching you, how I train them spiritually, I can call that boy 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Never no hesitation. You just got to train them right. And you need to check yourself. Is anything wrong? No, I ain't got nothing wrong, but I'm checking. You got to check yourself. But you got to make your own answer. Don't let the doctor give you your answer. Y'all don't want to talk to me.
Yes,
y'all want me to close up right now, right?
Yes,
y'all need to get direction from the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to do this. as the Spirit lead me. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you need to get a checkup. When the last time you had a checkup? Then you got to check the one who's checking you. Hallelujah.
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 I ain't going to quit till I get it. You're going to eat late today. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
I'm anointed.
I'm filled with the Holy Ghost.
I got power on the inside of me.
I'm going to live the greater life.
The abundant life
belongs to me.
I'm
getting my joy back.
Getting my peace back.
I'm not going to be controlled
by circumstances.
I walk by faith
and not by sight.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
The household have changed.
The families have changed.
Because the men of God
stepping in their rightful place.
Anointed fathers
with the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
I need to do one more thing before I leave. I need every wife who is here with her husband to embrace him right now. Husband and wife, I need you to embrace. Those of you who have your loved one gone on to be with the Lord, if you got a child, you're with you, let that child embrace you right now. Ushers, find your wife. As a prophet of God, I'm going to pronounce on your marriage, on your fatherhood, a different stance now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm led by the Spirit of God to do this. Your marriage is going to be different. Everything about to change. We're going to have more respect for each other. Get up here and hug me, honey. We'll have more respect for each other. We're in this fight together.
Yes.
Forgive one another. Just put all that behind you. And let the strength of the Holy Ghost take over. Father, in Jesus' name, these husbands and wives, men and women, families, are standing here embracing one another. Let this be an embracing anointing to last throughout their lives. Whatever need to change, whatever need to be blessed, whatever need to be increased, whatever need to be moved out, we believe it is being done right now. We believe that their bodies are healed. Anything you need in their bodies, anything you need in their finances, that is being produced right now. We thank you for more harmony, more peace, and more strength in the home. We give you praise. Thank you for letting us gather this morning. Thank you for letting us love you and love one another. And now the grace, the mercy, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon each family. In Jesus' name, amen. You got it, Junior.